For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the New York Times. Handcuffs and Stethoscopes by John Tierney. Quote, the current zeal for sending doctors to jail for writing painkiller prescriptions may seem baffling, especially to the patients who relied on the doctors for pain relief. But if you consider it from the perspective of the agents raiding the doctors' offices, you can see a certain logic. During the war on drugs in the 1980s and 90s, federal and local agents risked their lives going after drug gangs on the streets as their budgets for drug enforcement soared. They arrested hundreds of thousands of people annually and filled a quarter of American prison cells with drug offenders. But what did they have to show for it? Drugs remained as available as ever on the streets and actually got a lot cheaper. The street price of heroin and cocaine dropped by more than half in the last two decades. Dealers just went on dealing, not only lowering their prices, but also selling stronger, purer versions of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. Given this record and the pressure from Congress to show results, it's understandable that the Drug Enforcement Administration and local police departments hit on a new strategy, defining deviancy up. Federal and local authorities have now shifted their focus to the doctors. End quote. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be pain doctor Frank Fisher.
So what I predict is that these opioid pain medications are going to be out over the counter within 5 years, like Motrin and Naprosyn. The reason I think that is there's such a regulatory snarl around the practice of medicine that I don't think they're ever going to be able to unravel it to where physicians feel safe prescribing these necessary medications. And I'd like to comment that when these medications are taken as prescribed by a physician, they're safe and they're effective and the patients don't get addicted. So we have all kinds of mythology and propaganda surrounding these drugs, and it's all lies. These are the safest, most effective drugs that a physician can prescribe, and they're being withheld in a massive fashion from the people who need them the most. In the meantime, we've got this heroin coming in from other countries, and any dope fiend on the street can seem to get all he wants. So the only thing we're preventing with the war on opioids is the people who need them the most from getting them. It's insane.
We close with this thought from the New York Times. Consider the progress the White House Drug Policy Agency found last year. Quote, because diverted OxyContin is more expensive and difficult to purchase, users have switched to heroin. End quote. Yes, this drug war is quite a success. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.